And I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Queen has sworn in the UK's new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Johnson making his first address outside 10 Downing Street.
The doubters, the doomsters, the gloomsters, they are going to get it wrong again. The people who bet against Britain are going to lose their shirts because we're going to restore trust in our democracy.
Johnson is also vowing to get a better deal from the EU on Brexit. Trade talks continue in China next week.
My expectation is there'll be a few more meetings before we get a deal done. So I wouldn't expect we'll resolve all the issues, but the fact that we're back at the table, the direction of the two presidents is important.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking outside the White House as he and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will head to Shanghai on Monday, where they'll meet with their Chinese counterparts. The FTC is slapping Facebook with a $5 billion fine over the company's privacy policy. This all stems back to them improperly using data of 87 million Facebook users. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Democratic-led House of Representatives passed a bill that would increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2025. But that's not good enough for some progressive Democrats, including Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib, who's pushing for a $20 an hour minimum wage. Personal finance expert Chris Hogan says we have to see this for what it is.
Well, first and foremost, let's call it what it is. This is a political stunt. This is a thing to try to pander to people to try to get them emotional. She's in a diner speaking to people that can totally relate,
yeah. Right?
First and foremost. But if we do the math on that, and if we were to look at going to 15, what's next? 20, 25? It's not going to solve anything. If anything, it's going to create less jobs for these entry-level positions. So it's actually going to do a disservice to people.
Hogan was also asked on Fox News, what is a reasonable minimum wage?
Well, you know, I'm one of those people as a self-employed kind of mentality. I understand that your raise is effective when you are. So I can't necessarily come out and give you a hardcore dollar amount.
Yeah.
But what I can tell you is this. People out there can start to feel economic growth for themselves if they follow the plan that I teach. Get yourself out of debt, get yourself on a budget, and have an emergency fund. When you get out of debt, you give yourself a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we can move the minimum wage to whatever number until people learn the skills of how to effectively manage money, they're never going to feel the real progress.
Yeah.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
And good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report, and you know what I'm not seeing on my screen here is thunderstorms. I don't see anything for thunderstorms today. Woohoo! It is a beautiful day outside. 82 degrees. Humidity is only about 46%. It is sunny. There's blue skies. This afternoon, we're going to continue with that. Possible isolated showers later in the afternoon, early evening time. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny. High near 83 degrees. Thursday night going clear. 62 is the low. Here comes the weekend. We're going into Friday. Sunny. High near 86. Friday night. Low around 65. Saturday is mostly sunny. Woohoo. Going up to about 86 degrees. Saturday night. Partly cloudy. Low around 66. And Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 87. A low around 67. Ladies and gentlemen, it might be the best weekend we've seen in a while. Don't move. I'll be right back.
Are
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to the beautiful town of Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the outstanding, and the amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Man, I got people tuning in out there. Maybe it's just so beautiful outside. Nobody wants to do any work, so they're going to sit at their desk and listen to me and watch me. I see Laura. Is that happy birthday today, Laura? Is that the Laura? I think so. I think so. Happy birthday. I see Kathy. I see Liz. I see Elaine. I see Holly. What's up? Boom. We are live and on the air. Man, oh man, I got a lot to talk about today. Some good stuff here. Good stuff here. There's Carolyn watching. That's it. Should I sing happy birthday to you, Laura? Is that what you want live on air? I bet you nobody else will broadcast over the air and sing you happy birthday today. But anyway, Carolyn's here. Lisa's here. I can actually do a pretty good lounge lizard happy birthday. So like Sinatra style. Vegas. Anyway, the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey is here to impact this area and help people change their lives. Change their lives. And the way to do that, first step, you need to call us. You need to call us so we can talk about what your goals are, what you need. 908-627-7020 is that number. Of course, I can't sing if I can't even talk. I'm coughing over here. Ava, miss you, kid. Miss you in class. I know Laura's watching. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Laura. We love you, kid. Happy birthday to you. There you go. Super special. They won't do that anywhere else for you. I have no shame. No shame on the air. I'll just go out there and do it. I love karaoke, though, too, so that helps. Anyway, actually, about a month or so ago, Ron and I, the amazing Ron Edelstein, we were in the center, and we started singing together. It was a really special time. I won't go too far into that, though. But listen, speaking of the amazing Ron Edelstein, I want to give a shout-out. Shout-out time. Ding, 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 ding. To Team Clinton. Team Clinton. The most awesome Team Clinton. We have Ron and Lauren Edelstein, the amazing owners, the visionaries, the driving force, the power behind the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. And we have on Team Clinton the amazing Jillian, the incredible Sarah, who did a great job in class this morning, by the way. You made me laugh. We have the fantastic Kim, the amazing Scotty. We have our awesome Christine, who is leaving on Friday, and she's going on to different pastures. We're going to miss her a lot. We have the most awesome Terry at the desk there, too. I think I got that's about it. Oh, you know, we got a new team member coming on board, too. We have the amazing Deb, who's now in training with us, too. Lori. Hey, Lori. Good to see you. Let's see. What did Laura say here? We are, Laura. We are. Hope the same thing to you, too. There's the amazing Kim. You just missed my shout out to you, Kimmy. Kim, I got to tell you something now that you're watching. Our wonderful instructor and team member, Kim, here. She does these 30-day challenges. This has nothing to do with the 10-day. So, Anju, good to see you. Great job this morning, by the way. So, listen, Kim does these 30-day challenges. For a while, it was push-ups, and then, well, we're doing these planks now. And Kim came up with a, how am I going to say it nicely, an aggressive plan to get us to do a 5-minute plank at the end of the 30 days. So I got to be honest with you. I'll say this on air. And Kim, I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to say thank you to all my friends at the Wolfpack who have been doing our plank in the morning before class. And just we get energy from each other. I have just done my longest plank of my life this morning. It was 2 minutes and 40 seconds is what we're up to. Crazy, man. Crazy. And we're going. We're going strong. So thanks for doing that, Kim. Liz, yeah, I'm with you on that, Liz. Sad face, sad face, sad face everywhere. Going to miss the energy and her smile. So I think I got everybody on Team Clinton right now. We got so many coaches. You know, in my 5 a.m. Wolfpack, I have Coach Tracy out there. She just did a shopping trip out to ShopRite with our members to teach them how to shop healthy. Shop healthy. And that's super important. One of the things that I have been stressing in my talks to my classes is the fact that almost everything that is outside those windows at the Max Challenge of Clinton, almost everything is designed to keep you unhealthy and fat and weak. That's really what it comes down to. I've been doing a series of shows recently on the ingredients that are in our so-called food. And what do I say to you folks? If it has a TV commercial, don't eat it. Don't drink it. And if it has ingredients that you cannot pronounce easily, like if mom or grandma didn't cook or bake with that, you know, I don't remember being in my mother's kitchen and having a bowl, you know, of, you know, Palo Sierra, blah, 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 you know, red dye number 5. Oh, can I lick the bowl of red dye number 5? No. No, it just didn't happen. So thanks, Kim. Yes, we do. So, you know, one of the things too, I'm coming down to the first commercial break. I wanted to just get my shout outs out here, tell everybody how proud I am of them on the team. Our members, we are successful because you are successful in your dedication to your health, to the program. Thank you for entrusting us. That's one reason why this center has grown too. But I will say this before I forget anything. Got to tell my beautiful wife, Susan, that I love her. Tell her she's beautiful and pretty. And I'll have dinner ready when you get home. So, yes, and that's it. So I'm coming up on my first commercial break. The title of today's show is we're going to talk about the benefits of group fitness training, group training versus going it solo. Now, for those Star Wars fans out there, and maybe Terry will watch this later because the Force is strong with her, you know, Han Solo, why did he have that last name? Because he wasn't a part of anything. If you think about how he was written, he was a smuggler, and it was just him and Chewbacca, and he didn't want to be a part of anything, so they named him Solo. You do not want to be the Han Solo of fitness. You don't. Very, 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 very few people succeed in hitting their goals by being the Han Solo of fitness, all right? But listen, I got to run. My name is Mark, and I am your host today, and I am proud to be here with you. We'll be right back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Don't you move.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over. Get on up.
Everybody right there.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. My name's Mark. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, located at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31 North in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to talk about some of the benefits that we get from training with a group, not a large group, small group. No, it's not 100 people. It's not 200 people here. Versus going at Han Solo. All right, I'm adding that in right now. Before I even get going with that, I hope you caught our one-year anniversary show last week. It was a special time for the entire team at the Max Challenge of Clinton. One full year of changing lives, impacting our community. As you probably know, behind the scenes, the incredible Lauren Edelstein does a lot of work behind the scenes and does a lot of community-based things for fundraisers and charities. And the Max Challenge of Clinton, by design, is extremely philanthropic. And I think I did that right, philanthropic. Yeah, wow, not too shabby today, which is pretty cool. So we highlighted so many things. We had a couple of our wonderful members on there, Samantha and Melissa. And Melissa, if you're watching, feel better soon. And you too, Sam. I know that you had you weren't feeling too swift this morning, so I hope you feel better also, Sam. And we had a great show. We really had a great time talking about how we feel. We talked about our first impressions with the program. And, you know, we have a lot of proud moments going on between, you know, the last 12 months. And, you know, we've started our second year here, and I know the entire team is really looking forward to continue to impact people's lives, help people get stronger, lose weight, get off medications, buy new wardrobes. I know there's a couple of you out there that are buying new freaking wardrobes, which I am so proud of you about. We all are. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The Max Challenge of Clinton, the program, not expensive. Your new wardrobe, it might be. It's as simple as that. So anyway, just wanted to talk about that real fast. So going back to our subject at hand here, we're talking about group fitness classes versus solo. And I have quite a few notes on here, and the amazing Ron Edelstein gave me some pointers on some of the things to touch on today too. And here's the thing, you know, it's not just a matter of personal preferences. It's not just a matter of personal preferences. There are actually studies done out there. Yes. University studies, collegiate studies about how group training and solo training. I almost want to do my Jabba the Hutt impression, you know, bring me solo kombuki, you know, just anyway, my nerd just came out. I'm going back in now, okay? I'm tucking him away. So there's actually research out there that shows you what the benefits of group training are. Coach Tracy was just talking about you a few minutes ago, Coach. Telling him about how great you are and how you showed everybody how to shop properly at ShopRite of Clinton for healthy foods. So let me give you some statistics here, folks. So you might, if you like going solo or lone wolf, as I would say it, at the gym, a recent study from the University of New England College of Osteopathic Medicine. I am on a roll today. And you know something? It's really hot in the studio today. It's, I don't know, very hot here. And so I'm surprised. Maybe the heat's helping to loosen my lips up so I can enunciate properly. Recent study at the University of New England College of Osteopathic Medicine found that people who took regular workout classes reported less stress in their lives, and their overall quality of life was rated higher than if they worked out solo. What they did is they actually performed the study on a group of medical students and, you know, broke them up into different groups for a series of over 12 weeks' time. And one group took at least one workout class per week. They could do other exercises if they really wanted to also, but they had to commit to doing at least one class per week. Now, we recommend five, okay? They're only 45 minutes long, so come on, make a priority for yourself. But anyway, I digress. Group number two, they worked out solo or possibly, you know, with one partner, and they did this twice a week. And the other group, they didn't work out at all, none at all. And every 4 weeks, over the course of 12 weeks, they were given a questionnaire, a survey, and asked to rate the quality of their lives and some other factors too. And this is what they found. They found out that doing group exercises, those people that were attending classes rated their stress level much lower than the other two groups. So what does that mean? Well, let's explore a little bit about why this benefit is there. And I want you to stay tuned to this too, because I want to talk to you, and you know what, I might even just jump ahead and tell you the difference. As we like to say it, it's the max difference here. What's the difference between classes at the Max Challenge of Clinton versus a group fitness class at another gym, at a gym? All right, there is a difference here. And I'm not going to get into some of the points because they tie into what I'm going to tell you over the course of the next couple of minutes. But what the Max Challenge of Clinton offers you is a quality time. The 45 minutes that you are taking class there will be of the highest quality. Now, the amazing Ron has given me a great example here. He likened the Max Challenge of Clinton to Airbnb. You know Airbnb, right? And I thought that was a very interesting and almost even unusual comparison, but as he laid out the case, it made total sense. What does Airbnb do for its clients? It basically admonishes them to not stay in a hotel, but to stay local in the community. Basically, they tell us that, or at least by example, they show us that they feel, and many people feel, that a hotel might be a sterile environment. It's nothing personal about it. It's just, it can be, if unless you're in a hotel like in Vegas, which could never be boring. Sometimes hotel stays are very boring. Hey, Kathy, good to see you. So the Max Challenge of Clinton, being similar to Airbnb, is this way. It's not a sterile environment. It is a quality, personalized experience that is localized within the community. Okay? When you walk into the center at the Max of Clinton, you will find very quickly that it'll become like a second home. All right? Lauren, and I know, and Jillian and the other team members, when holiday times come around, special times come around, there are always decorations going up. Always. I can't remember what they did for Groundhog Day. I'm joking. We didn't do Groundhog Day. Hey, Deb, you missed it. I gave you a shout out before, Deb. So thanks for joining. Thanks for watching here. If you scroll up, you might see some comments, Deb. All right. But it's decorated. It has that home feeling. Yes, you come in and you work out and you sweat, but you do it with friends. And you're making friends while you're there too. It's just a fact. It just happens. You make friends while you're there. And so what the Max Challenge of Clinton is offering you is this personalized community. And that is something that is very rare to find. Very rare to find. So, all right, I'm going to go back to the beginning of my notes here. I was telling you that the university studies were showing how psychologically there are such benefits to group fitness classes. Now, listen, any exercise is going to be great exercise, but if you're going to take the time to exercise, and we're all busy, if you're going to take the time to exercise, you should optimize your time, all right? And listen, I know what you do. We've done this. Most of us watching right now, including myself, we've done this. We have joined a big box gym, And we've walked in and we've walked on the treadmill. And that's about it. We walk on the treadmill. You'll do a couple of machines. You're not really sure what you're doing. All right. And the next thing you know, you're dropping off and you're not attending like you should be. And you start out gung-ho with your nutrition. You know, what the Max Challenge of Clinton does is provide you motivation and this accountability part to keep you focused while you're doing your 10-week challenge. Which, by the way, I have to say, you can start your 10-week challenge any freaking day you want, by the way. All right? It doesn't have to be at the beginning of a challenge. You can start today, 908-627-7020. Call today. What are some of the benefits that they found from these group clinics, these group settings, group classes? Number one of it is that there is much more motivation than when you go solo. Much more motivation. If you are working out alone, and you, just the thought of working out alone and trying to push yourself and make your exercise routine kind of a tough, gut-wrenching kind of thing. And no, most of the time when people go alone on these things, they go solo, they're killing their hour at the gym by filling it with a bunch of other things. You know, you can socialize. That's fantastic. That's part of what the atmosphere is for. But, you know, you're in there, you're in your gear, you're on your treadmill. What you really want to do is to be home sitting on the couch, okay? But when you're in a group setting, it's much more highly motivating, highly motivating. Hey, Megan, good to see you. Hope you're doing good. You know, you have the music pumping. You have certified, trained instructors that are out there pushing you to your own limits. Nobody else's. You know, it was like I said to the 5 a.m. Wolfpack this morning. It's you against you. That's it. Nobody else cares, really. You know, you are pushing yourself to your own personal limit on this. And so if you were in this habit, or if you currently are in this habit, being a member of a gym and you keep skipping, you know, you're going, you want to get there three times a week, and you're not even getting there once sometimes because you're skipping off and going out for a beer with, you know, your friends or people you work with. You know, the group setting might be the one for you because it's going to keep you motivated, keep you focused, okay? And what it does too is as you meet people and you create friends while you're there, it does give you a certain accountability factor. Now, one of the great things about the Max of Clinton, the Max Challenge of Clinton, is that there is an accountability part of this. And I've said this to many people before because I hear it on the phone and in person on a very consistent basis. And that is basically people know that if somebody doesn't keep them accountable, they most likely won't keep themselves accountable. And so when you enroll, and you should if you haven't, but when you enroll, if you're not in class for a day or two, one of us is going to reach out to you. We're going to make sure you're not sick, make sure your family's good, the kids are fine, all that good stuff. And if everything in life is copacetic, the next question is going to be, all right, are we going to see you in class tomorrow? Because that's what we want to do, is we want to help you stay focused on this. But you know what I've noticed too, interestingly enough, is that other members, as you become friends with them in a group setting, they will reach out to you also if you don't show up for a couple of days. And they're going to make sure you're okay. Obviously, social media makes that very easy. But I do know that I've had members come up to me when, you know, a particular member, I'm not going to use names, but somebody's not been in class for a couple of days, another member will come up to me and say, you know, I was in contact with, you know, so-and-so, and, you know, she had a cold, and she'll be back tomorrow. Oh, okay, good. They are talking to each other. There's this community, this accountability partner that goes on there too. You know, having a buddy in class or buddies really helps out. It helps out before you go heading off to, you know, these generic gyms out there. I know that, you know, I teach the 5 a.m. class. Before 5 a.m. starts, consistently, I see people in little groups of four or five just talking, catching up with each other. It's pretty neat to watch. You know, it's an awesome side effect to these things. Okay, an awesome side effect. And you know, the more people that you meet, and more people that you're friends with, and the more people that care about you. I'm not just talking on staff, it's part of the team, but I'm talking other members who have a similar goal. We all have similar goals. Okay, let's admit it. I've said this before, I'll say it again. We are all in the business of trying to live as long as possible and as healthy as possible. Aren't we? I mean, nobody, I've said this too, I said it to the Wolfpack maybe a week or two ago, nobody gets up in the morning and wants to start smoking because they want to get cancer. Nobody does that. And in correlation to it, nobody gets up in the morning and goes out and overeats because they want to be fat or unhealthy. Nobody does that. There's all these other circumstances and all these past habits that need to be interrupted. You know, we use this term at the Max. It's pattern interrupt. We need to do a pattern interrupt for you. And group settings really help to make that pattern interrupt possible. Because we have, yes, Kathy, thank you for chiming in there. I appreciate that. I just saw there. So, you know, that pattern interrupt is much more successful when there's more than one person involved, when you're not going solo. I got to keep doing that for some reason. It's my show. I'll do that. No. I'm alone in the studio. I can get away with it. But that pattern interrupt to begin to change your habits and to adjust and change your viewpoints on food, okay, which really for many, many people is where the underlying issue is. All right. And what the Max Challenge of Clinton does is it gives you everything you need right in that one spot there with compassionate and caring experts to help you out. That is really unheard of. So, I'm reading what Deb wrote there. That's, yep, I got you. Is that the Spartan I'm looking at here? Julie, I don't know. I probably shouldn't say it on air, but I miss you in class, kiddo. I hope you're doing great. I am super duper, super freaking proud of you with that Spartan thing, Julie. You did fantastic. And you know what super proud is, right? It's just like regular proud, but I get to wear a cape. All right. So I hope you're doing great. Tell the missus I said hi. All right. Listen, no matter how exhausted you get during your daily life, and we're all on this roller coaster for the most part during our days, you know that if you are scheduled to be at a class at a particular time, you have better chances of going for that class time than if you had the option to just show up any darn time you want. You're just more likely to skip it. We know that. It's a fact, you know? So, thanks, Jules. You're going to make me blush. You know, it's a good thing I'm wearing my hat. It's bald head and all. So, I mean, it'll just be inevitable that this is going to happen. So when you have this group setting, that's part of it too. And you know what? I can't even stress this enough. This might be the one big thing that I just love about group classes as a whole is the variety of it. And they are fun. They're fun. You know, when I speak to somebody, time is ticking away. When I speak to somebody on the telephone and, you know, they're inquiring about the Max Challenge of Clinton and what we do and what we offer, every time I mention to people, yes, you're going to come in and work out. You're going to exercise. Yes, you're going to break a sweat. But I promise you will have fun doing it. And that is something that you can't say about every piece of exercise equipment you've ever sat on. All right. It hasn't always been fun time. We make it fun there, and the members make it fun. You know, the other thing, too, I mean, if this is a concern of yours, is safety. All right. you're going to have a trained instructor who's walking around. For instance, we're doing these planks, you know. Well, Julie, what am I going to say next, kid? Huh? What am I going to say next? Hugs. But listen, you're going to have fun there. You're going to have this amazing variety, and it's going to be a safer environment. You're going to have a trained instructor, certified instructor, who's walking around. What I started to say before I got distracted by the Spartan is, we're doing this plank challenge now, and you know, we do planks in our classes, and we start off you know, smaller amounts of time, and it increases. As an instructor, and the other members of our team will know this too, we walk around and we help people adjust their backs. Now, if you are doing a plank, you might think you're strengthening your core. What's your core? It's not just your abdominals. It's your abdominals, upper and lower. It's your obliques, and it's your lower lumbar part of your thoracic back too, all right? So, but if you're doing a plank improperly, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt your back. It was just a few weeks ago. You know, I go into the office at the center, and when classes are going on, I'll try to make sure I walk out and take a look, see what's going on in class, clap it up with some people, you know, wave, and watch. But I try to get out there every time the plank is going on. Now, a couple of times, and the Spartan Julie here might have been one of those times too, where I actually, if I see somebody doing a plank and their arms start to shake, and they're getting close to the edge, and you can kind of see when somebody's ready to give up, I'll go down onto the mat with them. I'll get down on the mat, take my hat off, and here, I'll get right there. Yes, Lisa, very true. And I'll get right there next to them. I'll be like, come on, let's not quit. We got this. But the other thing I do too is I talked to a member just a few weeks ago whose hips were very high in class. And after class, she walked over to the desk. I said, let me ask you a question. Does your lower back hurt when you do planks? And she said, yeah, it does. I said, well, and then we talked. But if you're not being careful, and this is what instructors do in a group setting, is they help keep you safe. They're going to correct your form. They're going to show you modifications, especially if you're injured, you have a medical problem. We're going to show you modifications to these things so you have a safer environment. That is huge. That's the difference between going it alone too. All right, you can. And you might know what you're doing. Many people don't, though. All right. Oh, time is ticking away here. Where am I going to go next here? And there's also this thing too. And I think we all know this from maybe when we were in school or in college, or you know, maybe you were in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. You get this feeling of being a part of something larger than yourself. You know, you form these friendships, these bonds in these classes. And quite frankly, it should be a welcome form of motivation for you. So let me see here. we love you too, Julie. I'm just reading what you wrote here, kiddo. Yeah. Well, doors always open, kid. You know that. Always open. So anyway, this was an interesting statistic. We're talking about planks, talking about proper form, talking about Kim's 30-day plank challenge. You ready for this? People who did planks, and this is good. I don't know if you're still listening, Kim, but people who did planks in a small group setting increased their plank time by 24% overall versus those who tried to do planks going solo. 24%. I'll be honest with you. It's one of the things, being in class and doing these planks with a group of people, that pushed me on. Now, first of all, as an instructor out there, I do not want to be the first one to put my knees down or to collapse. So even this morning, this long plank we did, and we're going to go up from here, I got that little quivers in my arm. I really did. And in the back of my head, I had the most awesome Moira next to me, and Jen was on this side. I'm thinking to myself, I am not stopping. I am not going to be the first one to crash down here. So it definitely keeps me moving. And there's finalist Mary Kay watching. Good to see you, Mary Kay. Proud of you. I can understand why when you're talking about exercises, even if it's not just, you know, increasing your plank time by 24%, but maybe in a group setting you're going to do that extra push-up or two, that extra crunch or two. You're going to hold, leg raises a little bit longer. You're going to get, I don't know, a couple of extra, you know, cross-body punches in, you know, during it too. Maybe on kickboxing Friday, frustration Friday, maybe you're going to just squeeze in those extra front kicks, those alternating front kicks, because you're working with people. That is ginormous to be able to do that, because what do we know, folks? All improvements, all of the improvements you make to your body, to your nutrition, to your mental, physical, emotional well-being, it comes by pushing yourself just that little bit. You don't want to be better than the person next to you. You only want to be better than yourself yesterday. That's a fact. And so when you're in that setting, it gives you, I think, a really good reason and momentum to be able to push yourself just a little bit more. And that's how you get stronger, toner, leaner. Your self-confidence goes up. My God, there is just so many benefits to it. So many benefits to it. So, you know what? I'm getting ready to push a hard commercial break here. So I have a lot of other things here to talk to you about. I really want to talk about what the max difference is too, so you understand. Not everybody who is a member or who's watching or listening has been a member of a gym with group fitness classes. You may never. I know that there's a couple of people who have never, ever, ever taken a group fitness class, and they joined the Max Challenge of Clinton, and they love it now. They love it. Every time I see people walk in, I'll be like, you know, you look like you're addicted to this now. You seem to be enjoying it. So listen, let me pay some bills here for the radio station. Let me do some commercials. I got a hard break coming up. Don't go away. Time is ticking away. Stay with me. We'll have a good time. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is the phone number that will help you to change your life. Don't move. Be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we are back. Quick shout out to Tom. I see you, Tom. And Renee, good to see you also. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the life-changing place. The Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020 is our number. You're going to want to call it. If you're not a member, you're going to want to get information because you can start today. That's right. No need to wait. One of the things about human beings is we seem to like to put things off until a particular moment comes around, like New Year's or Monday or the most favorite day to start a diet. I don't like the D word, diet. What's the best day to start a diet? Tomorrow. You know, except that today is the tomorrow. You promised yourself the day before that you said you were going to do everything. I don't know if that made sense, but you know what I'm saying here. So, listen, winding down here, talking about group fitness classes versus going solo. Ladies and gentlemen, there's this thing I like to call the max difference. And there is something different about this. Our members know it, whether you've been a member for a week or 3 weeks or 3 months or, glad to say it now, for a year. And I was so happy to see the list of names of the people who had what they call the Maxiversary of being with us for one full year. It was inspiring to see people who have committed to their health and attended classes and stuck with this nutrition. And listen, sometimes did not stick with the nutrition. It happens. But you have a group of caring people, staff and members, who are there to help you to come back. What makes it different? Mr. Ron Adelstein, he's watching now, and he's one of the people that makes it different here at the Max Challenge of Clinton. What is it that makes this place so different? First of all, you will walk in and you will feel this energy. All right, it is not going to be a slow motion. Well, let's put it this way. Most of us know Winnie the Pooh and the characters. It ain't going to be no Eeyore. It's going to be a Tigger, okay? Does that make sense to everybody? It's not going to be an Eeyore. It's going to be a Tigger. You will be welcomed with smiles and energy. And one of the things that you will never, ever, I'm guaranteeing it, ever find at the Max Challenge of Clinton is a boring class. It just don't happen, okay? You know, we focus on different body parts during the week. You know, Monday, Wednesday's cardio, Tuesday's upper body, Thursday's lower body. Friday, you get to punch and kick stuff. I almost cursed right there. You get to punch and kick stuff on Frustration Friday. But you're going to have a quality experience going into it, okay? You will be inspired to push yourself just a little bit more. You will find out. And man, oh man, we see it on a weekly basis over at the Max of Clinton, that you are capable of reaching higher personal levels of your fitness and your health than you thought you could before. It's something, I know Ron says it too, we all say it. If you follow this program, I promise you, you are going to see results. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. We guarantee that. You're going to see results. If you follow this program. If you do not follow this program, well, you're not going to see the same results. You know, there's an old expression that says if you want to see extraordinary results, you need to take extraordinary efforts. You know, part of the thing that we need to do, and I've said this before, and this is what being in a group setting like the Max of Clinton does, is you know how they have those pictures where you have the little devil sitting on your shoulder, the little devil sits up here whispering into your ear like, that pizza's not bad for you. You can eat that apple pie. It's okay. Go ahead, eat the whole thing. Right? A bag of Oreos isn't going to hurt you. Okay. What we do in this group setting with compassionate team and caring members is we help you to knock the little devil right off your shoulder. And one thing I said to my class this morning, at the Max Challenge of Clinton, we don't just show you how to knock the devil off there and stop whispering to you. We show you how to stomp the crap out of him too. Because we don't want them to come back, do we? No. It's not going to do anybody any good. And like I said earlier at the top of the hour, and you know, Ron might be listening now, I did use your Airbnb example before, Ron. Thank you for that. But what it does is it provides you a quality experience in a local place too. You know, I've said this before. The before and after pictures that you see on our Facebook page, on our webpage, these are your neighbors. These are your neighbors. These are the people that, you know, go to church and temple with you or you bump into at ShopRite or Walmart. These are the people that teach your children or have children that go to school with your kids or are, you know, down at the local coffee shops like the Stone Bean on Main Street. Yeah, I'm giving a shout out to Ray and Nicole because they've helped us out in the past. I'll give a shout out. And Grounded for Life. You know, you bump into them at Grounded for Life in Clinton too. Yeah, I'll give a shout out there too to Tara. All right. What does it mean? It means that these are real people with real results. I love saying that. And these are the results that you've been missing out on because you've been going solo. All right. I hope this makes sense. If it makes sense, give me some hearts. Give me some freaking hearts right now. I want to see some hearts flying around on my phone here. I can see you going on here, all right? The high energy, the motivation, the accountability, and an easy-to-follow nutrition plan. It's going to help you out. So, what does it come out to? This is not just my opinion. At the top of the hour, I told you that university researchers have conducted study. Collegiate researchers have conducted studies. And this is not just my opinion. It is a fact that when you attend group classes, thank you for that. Thank you. And if you attend these classes in a group setting, you are more likely to succeed in hitting your fitness goals. Okay? Listen, I'm almost out of time here. Almost out of time. All right? One thing I just want to remind you of too, members, non-members, Max Challenge Clinton is also offering student summer challenges. That's right. Student summer challenges, 10 weeks, $299. It's a freaking steal. It's a bargain at twice the price, okay? But if you have a high school student, college student, they're around for the summer. Man, I've said this before, summer is the best time to work out, okay? You know, I know this is what I hear. Well, I'm not going to come to class because it's so beautiful outside and I'm going to go for a hike or I'm going to go cycling. And then you don't. All right, because, like I said earlier, in classes, you're lacking that accountability and that motivation there, all right? So, don't buck the researchers who have come out and done these studies to prove this. What you want to do is you want to stop in and find out, okay? Members, today is July 24th. You have exactly 1 week, okay, because July is trial class month. Any of your friends or family or coworkers can come in and try a class for free on us. You have 7 more days, all right? Bring somebody you love. Bring somebody you like. Bring somebody you tolerate. You can bring somebody you don't like for all I care. What it comes down to is we are here on a mission to help everybody to live happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives. And to do that, you can be a part of it too. You know how many people, oh man, I'm almost out of time here. You know how many people wish they could have an impact on somebody else's life in such a positive way and they never get the chance? You have the chance. All you have to do is, I don't care if you drive them there, you drag them there. I don't care. Bring that person, all right? Listen, thank you for joining me. I'll be back next week. So much to talk about here. I hope you found some edification. Oh, I'm still going with the words. Long words, complicated words. I'm still able to pronounce them. I hope you found some edification in today's show. Thank you for joining me. 908-627-7020 is the phone number for the Max Challenge of Clinton. 1802 Route 31 North in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. My thanks goes out to you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I see Allie, who just signed on. Hey, Allie, good to see you. Go back. I'm going to post this link. You can watch the show. Lots of good stuff on here. It was a fun time. I'll see you next week. Remember to take it to the max. Boom!
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's hearing in front of the House Intelligence Committee is underway. The top Republican on that committee, California Congressman Devin Nunes, is slamming the entire hearing.
Welcome, everyone, to the last gasp of the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. As Democrats continue to foist this spectacle on the American people, as well as you, Mr. Mueller, the Democrats have argued for nearly 3 years that evidence of collusion is hidden just around the corner. Like the Loch Ness Monster, they insist it's there, even if no one can find it.
On Wednesday, a federal judge left the Trump administration's rules that imposes restrictions on individuals seeking asylum in the United States if they pass through a third country on their way between the United States and Mexico, potentially leading to a sharp reduction in Central American migrants entering the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You probably want to eat healthy, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day is not only time-consuming, it's expensive. That's why at Texas Superfood, we've created a blend of the best USDA organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes and probiotics, and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule or powder. We call it Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, and I invented Texas Superfood almost 20 years ago with one goal in mind: to help people like you who lead busy lives get the all-natural nutrition that every one of us needs and deserves. So if you can't, won't, or don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. See our full line of quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfood.com.
The FTC is slapping Facebook with a record $5 billion fine over the company's privacy policy. FTC Chairman Joe Simons details the process of making the agreement.
This settlement is the result of an exhaustive investigation, which concluded that Facebook betrayed the trust of its users and deceived them about their ability to control their personal information.
The FTC began probing Facebook in March of 2018 following reports of a political consulting firm improperly using data from 87 million Facebook users. The New York Archdiocese settles a sexual assault case in the Bronx. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Archdiocese of New York is agreeing to a settlement in a case involving two sisters from the Bronx who say they were sexually abused by a well-known priest. The two say the late Monsignor Charles McDonough began molesting them when they were seven in the early 1970s.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With the increasing threat of cyber attacks on our national security and even blackouts in some U.S. cities, many people are wondering what they need to do to be prepared. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Richard Clark. He's one of the world's leading experts on security, cybersecurity, and terrorism. And he shares some tips on what you can do to prepare yourself should a cyber attack happen.
I would think about it as a hurricane. A really bad hurricane, like what happened to Puerto Rico, can knock out the power for a long period of time. And so you want to think about, what would I do if I didn't have power? We all live on our credit cards. But if there's no power, no one can use